I mean, I can't speak to specifics, obviously, but again, there's a thing called the matrix that gets submitted with a building permit that walks through, and it's a collaborative effort, walks through with the party that is the proponent and the building department, the items that need to be addressed. And if that walkthrough doesn't happen properly, or if it's not taken advantage of by the proponent brings forward documentation that is inadequate, clearly the building official has the responsibility actually to push back and say, you need to address this. As for notions that there are extras being added at the last minute, can't comment on that. Again, that's in the realm of the chief building official and the building department. But I believe we try to deal fairly and consistently with every application. And often those concerns may result from the intersection of planning and land use changes that have been made, which now bump a project from one zone, if you will, to another zoning type. And that can come with new responsibilities and new requirements. So there are certainly some circumstances that could account for what look like extras, but in fact reflect changes in land use and intent, which then demand a different level of standard from the building code.